This
is URN.
GCSEs are not fit for purpose and should be scrapped for more skills-based assessments, the Future Generations Commissioner has said. Sophie Howe told BBC Sunday Politics Wales that our obsession with exams was not giving young people the right skills they needed for the future. She called for assessments to be less focused on testing. Qualifications Wales said GCSEs would have to change in order to target a wider skills needed for the future. So my question to the panel today is, do you believe that GCSEs, as they are, have outstayed their welcome and are no longer relevant, or do you think they are still maintain themselves as a suitable way of examining children's behavior, achievements?
I think the whole comprehensive system needs a complete revamp. We talked about, me and you have clashed on long on education before, and I think the whole comprehensive education system needs reform. I'd go further than GCSEs, to be honest.
I agree with the... I'm not sure... I don't know to what extent, personally, the system needs changing. I do agree there do need to be changes. And I find it interesting because a lot of students at these... At university... I mean, take Nottingham. Nottingham is a quite... if you're getting into Nottingham, you're typically going to have some very good academic grades behind you. But so many students don't agree with exams. And these are the people who are doing well in exams. I mean, I personally do agree that GCSEs have outstayed, as they are, have outstayed their welcome. I don't think they're a particularly great way of judging people and judging people's abilities. I think exams as a whole are pretty archaic.
It's become a way of judging school. Schools, yeah, get judged on their exam results. It's how teachers get bonuses. You know, I've had two kids go through GCSEs, and the day after they've done their GCSEs, they're not worth the paper they've written. You know, it's to get you onto the next bit, and your A-levels get you onto the next bit, and your degree, if you want to study more education, your degree's worthless once you've got a master's. You know, so
No, I completely agree. I mean, GCSEs have been recently reformed to become even more exams-based and less coursework-based, and I think it's really hard to put 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years worth of work onto an hour and a half, and it's not accurate. And exams seem to work for a few people, and I think it says a lot if the people here, like we're saying, at universities, who exams do work for them, even they're accepting and admitting and recognising that it's not working for everyone around them. Not everyone is able to show how they show their best in an exam situation. And also, we've spoken, like, there's so much debate about mental health and considering young people's mental health and putting so much pressure on just a few weeks when it comes to exam period. It's not really helping any of that, is it?
Yeah, I think GCSEs probably are on the way out. And like you said, they like reform them to make them more exams based, like harder. And when I think there isn't really much point in them, you know, anymore, because, you know, the government changed the law, I think probably about the same time as they made GCSEs harder, whereas basically saying everyone has to stay in education until they're 18. So before, you used to be able to leave school at most. A lot of people left school after their GCSEs. Only like a tiny proportion went on to do A-levels, and an even smaller proportion after that went to university. But now everyone does GCSEs, and like so many people do A-levels. Half the countries go to university, and if you don't do A-levels, you go to like college, and you still get study for qualifications. So basically, it's just a signpost to nothingness, because you'll still be going into education after that. So it's basically like in the middle of nowhere. No other country does like two sets of qualifications during your teenage years. I don't think there is any point to them, you know, whatsoever.
I think the idea of comprehensive school historically was that everybody was educated to the same standard, and that in reality doesn't happen, because the schools in the deprived areas need more money because they have more problems to deal with, and schools in more affluent areas get the same amount of money, but they don't have the social problems that schools in poorer areas have. So while the idea of the comprehensive system was noble, it was also created at a time when we had industry in this country. You know, you could leave school at 16, coming back to what Dan was saying.
Don't worry.
For a year. You know, the... that there were, you could walk out of school on the Friday and you could be in a job on the Monday, and if you didn't like that job, you could have another one by the Wednesday. There was industry, you know, so there's a skills shortage for sure, you know, and maybe what we should start doing is, rather than binning the GCSEs, maybe separating off the students that aren't going to achieve academically and work on more skills-based stuff for those students rather than taking away the challenge altogether.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point that you're making there, like, you know, people need skills, and I think what the reforms have done is essentially they've like said we want more exams, and basically they're focusing more on academic subjects, like you said, like the whole ranking of school things. You know, they don't get ranked on their like abilities in like art and music. They get their abilities ranked on their like ability in English, math, science, and then you get like special points if you get do history or geography and stuff like that. And so it really focuses on like academic, you know, subjects, which not all people are great at, and we need people to be good at these, you know, at skills and other like jobs like that, because otherwise our economy will like run out of won't function.
Colleges, and what they were places that you went at 15 when you left school, and you went to a technical college and you learned to be a plumber, or you learned to be an electrician, or you learned to be, you know, vital jobs, you know, jobs that are never going to disappear because of technology. You're never going to be able to ask a robot to repair
That was one of the points, actually, that was on the article, was that they wanted to change GCSEs, because, again, GCSEs are a master that everyone goes through. It'd be reforming GCSEs to, instead of giving humans, testing humans on their ability to do what a machine can do, teach them things that you physically can't replace with a machine, things like empathy, things like problem solving, lateral thinking, all these things that are tough, or critical thinking, all these things that you realistically a robot couldn't do. In an age of where we're looking more and more at automation taking over jobs, instead of giving teaching people these skills that are effectively going to become worthless, teach them things that are going to keep them in the job market and are going to keep them with jobs because they're actually indispensable.
When the reality is that they're going to end up with people that went to red brick universities retraining as electricians because they can't find a job anyway. So I think there's become a bit of a overstress that we should get to university.
Definitely.
I think, you know, when I was young, when I left secondary school and I went to university, but most of my mates didn't. Do you know what I mean? Most of my mates stayed and got jobs and, you know, set up businesses, learned trades. Whereas now it's almost become an entitlement amongst your age groups, no disrespect men, that I deserve and I'm entitled to go to university. And I'd say why.
Would you kind of like support the idea of kind of like bringing back like an old like three-way school system where, you know, people kind of got separated off at age 11 into like different categories depending on what their academic scores were?
I know what I do, but Elliot won't like it. What I would do is I would overhaul the comprehensive system with the view to being everybody gets taught the same, right? Everybody, whether you're affluent or whether you're the poorest kid on growing up in the rough streets of Manchester, your education would be exactly the same. Because, and I'll tell you why, Elliot, because I can see you're ready to bite, right? Because if the rich parents had to send their kids to some of the schools that we have to send our kids to, they'd get better.
I don't disagree that everyone should have the same education. I just disagree with your method, with the methods that were proposed. Like, again, I'm not going to go into the whole conversation we've had these for ages.
But what I'm saying is, if wealthy parents had to send their children to comprehensive schools because there was no other option, they'd soon get better, all of them, very, very quickly.
I just don't like putting people. I just don't like people having to put their reliance on the state for anything. If you can be self-independent from the state, you should be allowed to. And I think that putting everyone on the state takes power from people, not gives it to them. And that's the opposite of what I want. I want an education system where everyone can thrive regardless of anything, and that their voices can be heard rather than through the noise that is getting through a state and government system to get changes done, because individual voices are lost and there's not a lot you can do to protest. What you can do, not pay taxes. you can't do it. You can't really protest that much against these systems.
It's about lobbying, isn't it? It's about the people that the people. If the people that mattered, politicians, you know, people in business that can afford. If people that had the wealth to make a difference to society had to send their children to the same schools as everybody else, the comprehensive system would change for the better, because they wouldn't allow it not to.
I mean, if we pull slightly back to about the GCSEs being more skills-based,
that's probably a good idea.
I mean, and we were talking about GCSEs becoming more exams-based. Well, actually, all of our main political parties in this country are supposedly dedicated to increasing the amount of apprenticeship-based degrees. Like all the political parties have promised that, and there's. I'm not sure about whether it's been in your schools, but obviously I've only recently left mine, and we definitely have people come in to promote that and point out that you can go there, you can earn money, you cannot walk away with £50,000 worth of debt, and you walk away with a skill and a degree, and there's definitely more of a push for that.
Yeah, that's very true. That happened, you know, at my school as well, and, you know, more. I think university sometimes feels like it's being like pushed down your throats, but I think, you know, when you actually look at the numbers, a lot more people than you'd, you know, expect from what, you know, they've been plugging, that lots of people do go on to do apprenticeships. And I'm sure education reform is something that comes up a lot in the world of politics, and we'll see what happens.